Good morning, Alex.
So, as it stands, what current support exists for people who are homeless and their pets?
Well, at the moment, it really just comes down to the organisations and charities that are out there that are providing support specifically for the pets of the homeless. So, you know, there's no official program out there, but around the country, there are a number of wonderful charities that are actually helping these people in the form of, you know, providing some food. They run food banks for the dogs. And also there are some organisations that provide medical care as well, which is obviously really important and something that many of them do need.
And, I mean, there's been a lot of things that have been impacted during COVID-19. I would imagine that trying to access these services have become harder in the last few months.
Yes, and obviously, you know, nationally there's a great organisation called Pets in the Park, which do provide the medical care, but unfortunately they have had to put their services on hold at this time, so that's obviously going to impact greatly. Unfortunately, there are, you know, a lot of the shelters and rescue groups in New South Wales, there is the RSPCA that can help in terms of if someone is provided temporary accommodation, which is the problem. And a lot of the time, they are, you know, if someone does get accommodation, it does mean that they have to give up their dog. And some people do choose to remain on the streets because giving up their best friend, who, you know, sometimes is their only friend in this whole world, is just simply not an option for them. So it's quite a sad situation, and it's something that we do need to really address more here in Australia.
Yeah, and that was going to be my question about housing in the time of COVID. Is there any places out there at the moment that's offering housing for those who could be sleeping rough that have pets, or is it pretty much just if you want shelter, you have to give it up?
Look, there are some. So I'm here in Victoria and I have got a dog staying with me at the moment, but certainly the guy that had him was given some emergency accommodation for a few days by the Victorian government, and he was able to take his dog with him, but it was only a few days. And then he was basically back on the street, and he was able to find some discount studio apartment accommodation. But, of course, he couldn't have his dog there, which is how I've ended up with Bindi. And he literally was wandering the streets, given 12 hours to decide you either take these apartments and give up your dog, or, you know, you're staying on the street, which, again, we're in lockdown. So it's actually not a legal option for him. So it's quite horrific at the moment, you know, in some states.
Yeah, and, I mean, anyone who does have a pet, I mean, it just sounds like, you know, the worst nightmare, having a face giving them up. But, you know, it is National Dog Day. And what are some of the ways that we can do to support animals and their owners right now?
Look, I think the best way to do is to contact those organisations that are specifically helping those in need. So if people visit poochesatplay.com, on my website, I have an article and a list of all the charities, those in New South Wales and around the country, that are doing work in this area. So you can help by, you know, obviously there's financial donations, but also donating food and goods that they may need, becoming a foster carer, a short-term temporary foster carer like I'm doing here with little Vindy, taking those dogs in while the people get back on their feet so they can be reunited rather than having to give them up permanently to a shelter or pound. Foster carers are always needed, so that's another one as well. And volunteering your time too.
Yeah, absolutely. And the volunteering, it's super important and hopefully something that people can get a little bit more into. Hey, Lara, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us about this morning.
Pleasure.